This is a production of Cornell University.
So I'm going to call the meeting to order and ask for a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Is Carrie on?
Yes, indeed. Well, I mean, I'm not in the room.
All right. Can you hear us okay, Carrie?
Did you just ask if I could hear you okay? Yes, I can hear you okay.
Anybody on the side of the table speak really loud, but we're going to go into Carrie's presentation of a communication plan and examples of engagement. So Carrie, go ahead and take it away.
All right. Can you guys see video? Do you want me to turn my video on, or is that sketchy at the moment? I wasn't sure.
We have tools. I think if you want to turn on your video, we're fine. You can see it.
Do I at least have the ability to share a screen?
Yeah, you get it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll just do that then. You guys don't need to see me today. All right. So let's see. Where is this? So today I wanted to share something I've been toying with. And can you guys see this pretty well, or should I zoom in?
Zoom in, please.
Okay.
Better?
Any better? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So, to start off the term, what I've been toying with is this idea of not necessarily a communications plan, because this wouldn't have all the nuts and bolts, dates and times and things you might do from one day to the next to interact with your constituents. But this is more of a communications organizer. So it's really just, especially for new members, just a time, a good opportunity to sit down, think about what you know about your constituent group and what you don't. And so I created this template, sort of worksheet type of thing, and just wanted to go through it and give some examples, and we'll go from there, take some questions. So basically we start just thinking about who you represent. And for some of you guys, it's going to be easier than others. I shouldn't steal Kate's thunder because I'm an at-large rep now. But previously, or if I think about, the people that I work with, university relations is a really small group. So it's very manageable. Others of you may have really large constituent groups or more hard to wrap your hands around. So There's nothing wrong with not knowing much at this point, right? So this is just an exercise to think about what you know. Starting with the basic. So demographic information. How many constituents do you represent? That's a pretty important one to know, I think. So there are a couple different sources of this information that you might be able to get even just online. And this is, again, depending on what seat you have. So the IRP, Institutional Research and Planning, the IRP website has a fact book that shows, and actually I can, maybe I'll share that too. New share. Let's see if I can find that. I'll come back to that. But the IRP website has a fact book that will show some basic stats for different groups. They break it down by college and by some administrative units. So you may be able to find out the number of constituents the breakdown, male to female. There's minority representation listed there. So some of that you might be able to get online from the university. But like I said, the exempt, non-exempt groups, those are harder to wrap our heads around sometimes. So that's okay. So the idea is just to go down through here and figure out what you know. And I added some blank spaces in there because you may think of other metrics, other important data that I didn't think of. And there's a lot of stuff that I could have listed, but these are just sort of examples. Location is an important one. You may not necessarily work where a lot of your constituents work, building-wise. So it's good to think about or figure out where they're located. For example, while I'm remote, but university relations is split up between Day Hall and College Town, a couple locations in College Town, and we also have offices in Albany and Washington, D.C. for government representation, government relations rather. So you may not have a lot to fill in here. You may have a long list in the more to know category, right? So here are the things that you would want to list, the things that you want to know but you don't. And this might form the basis of an information request. And anybody that was at the retreat, I'm sorry that I missed it, but I know Hey reviewed her packet and workflow flowchart for information requests. And so she's done a lot of work on that. So these are things that that may just channel into an information request and get you more information through. Questions so far? All pretty standard, right? Okay. So moving on, more other things that we'd like to know about our constituents. What's the type of work they do? The nature of the work is sort of key, right? And along with any special issues that come along with the territory, people in facilities may have certain workflows, work requirements that other groups don't have. And so, and if you don't know how things break down, you might ask for a job family breakdown. I don't have too much trouble in this category, again, because most of our people are in communications and marketing roles. But you know what? If I asked for that as an information request, I could be surprised. You really never know. So sometimes we make assumptions about who we're representing. And so an information request can help clear stuff up. Along with the nature of the work, I think would be great to consider what key initiatives and programs are under the umbrella of the units that you represent. And again, you might represent a very sort of discrete one college or one administrative unit. Or you may represent constituents that are sort of a slice across multiple different units. The more you can think about that, the better. Who's served by your constituent group? Are they more student services? Are they serve alumni? That kind of thing. They might serve everyone on campus. So again, this is just to sort of lay the foundation, just think through it. Leadership and key contacts. This is for, again, this may be for one or more units, but it's important to know and get to know, reach out to the leadership in the units you represent. And so for me, for example, I know the VP of University Relations, but I also know and have reached out to a couple of key folks in his office the scheduling and logistics coordinator, the executive assistant, and they're really big helps when I have questions or when I was getting started, getting access to the email list or whatever it might be. So good to know that stuff here. Now thinking about outreach opportunities, because this is what we're getting at, basically. Once you know who you represent and where they are and what they do, what can you do to connect with them? And so I broke this down into three different groups: communication channels, recurring events, and physical spaces, because, you know, people got to eat, right? So they still go to the break room and the kitchen and stuff. So for communication channels, this could be a staff listserv, the unit website, social media accounts. And every unit is different. Not everybody has, in fact, a lot of units don't necessarily have internet-facing social media or websites. There may be a page on the website that has some interesting news that gets posted, or just their general social media like Instagram or Facebook or whatever. That stuff may not be the channel you can use to share out information, but some of these channels are useful to stay on top of what's going on in the units you represent. Some you may have an opportunity to and actually make use of to share updates. Like if there's I know at one point Student and Campus Life used to do a staff newsletter to all their staff. I have no idea if that has been discontinued. But if there were an opportunity like that, you could make a request, make a suggestion to get a blurb in there, a paragraph, just to get your face in there maybe. And you may also be able to get permission to share information via the staff listserv. So these are all real core stuff to keep in mind. recurring events. So this could be more formal stuff, like quarterly staff meetings. CIT, for example, has a town hall every now and then. And so that's another one. Annual things like summer picnic or holiday party or informal get-togethers, like in my division, one of the departments has Bagel Wednesdays. And so when I was in town a couple of weeks ago, I went to Bagel Wednesdays, although they gave me a curveball and it was Quiche Wednesday randomly. So I had to make the adjustment. So these are all things that you can keep. I mean, some people may go bowling every month or whatever it may be. You may not find that people do a lot of informal stuff, but if they do, just make a note of it, because you can make the effort to attend when you can, or to try in the more formal settings to get yourself on the agenda if you want. We've had representatives, I think at previous CIT town halls actually, and a couple of other units, we've had representatives that were able to go and give a brief PowerPoint presentation and introduce the staff to the EA that way. And then just, you know, hang around to network and answer questions and stuff. So the last piece of this part is physical spaces. So, you know, thinking about where you might be able to catch somebody's eye, either to say, you know, hello, I'm so-and-so, your new representative. Maybe make a little one-pager that you put up on the bulletin board or, you know, on the fridge in the break room. It really doesn't have to be super crazy. Can be simple. Keep it simple. If there are things that are coming up that you want the staff to know, these are times that we can do a one pager that you post up in the break room or by the time clock or something, just to catch, because the past couple of years there have been concerns raised about just communicating electronically when we have a lot of staff that's on the go all the time. They're not sitting at computers checking their email always. And so to balance digital with the physical spaces is good to think about. And also those are sort of like the lo-fi, you can make something in Word if you need to, and doesn't involve a whole lot of expertise. So those are different ways to reach out to your constituents. And so this is just really an inventory of possibilities, if you want to think about it that way. Definitely not a requirement. And you may not have a lot that goes in here, but the idea is to have an exercise that gets you thinking about this stuff. And then add a little question for you guys. Kickstart your term. Just briefly, I started with the fun one, which is contact me. Contact the communications committee, because we can help with writing or editing, if you want to spitball ideas. Everyone is welcome to request time in our meetings. Or we can just bat things around via email back and forth. But we do have, we will have a pretty full committee. So, I really would like to make us available to you all to help, craft decisions that are going out. And to the degree that it's possible, we want to, if it's something that everyone really wants or needs to do, something really common, we want to try to be consistent as possible. So definitely reach out to us. Introduce yourself to leadership. You can scroll up to where you entered leadership, and then you'll know what you need to do. And maybe ask for a brief meeting. And that's the kind of thing that we can help with. An email template for you, which of course you can customize and make, add your little styling, but generally speaking, we can help with the text for that. If you feel it's appropriate, you can request permission to use some of those internal communication channels, things like the listserv, or you could request time on a meeting agenda. So again, really depends on what your situation is and what works for you. Consider submitting an information request. If you have a really long list of stuff that you don't know and a very short list of stuff that you do know about your constituents, consider turning that list into an information request to get more. Follow or bookmark any relevant social media accounts or websites. For example, there's a page on the I think it's IPP site where they actually do a quarterly award to staff. I'm really this is Geneva, but there are some pages on various unit websites that you can sort of keep tabs on. And maybe you'll find something to share to communications that we could post on our Facebook channel or whatever. Basically, it's a great way to be informed about the work that staff is doing, and then you can sort of channel that into recognition. So if you know what everybody's doing and you hear about these big projects going on, you can channel that into recognition for that great work. Be prepared with an elevator pitch for constituents, and I know this came up at the retreat I believe. Just be prepared to tell people what the EA is and what we do when it comes up. And have a few copies of the brochure on hand to give out, which I can help provide. Also read the brochure because it will help with the aforementioned elevator pitch. So, let's see. And then on the flip side, prepare an elevator pitch for your constituents, like to talk about them, right? So when you're in a situation maybe with senior leadership, you go to one of these mingling sort of networking events, always be ready to sing the praises of your constituents. The more you know about what they're doing, the better you can represent them and sort of raise the profile of the work that they're doing. So that's two elevator pitches, and I don't get scared. it's not terrible. It'll be fun. And then plan to attend internal staff events whenever possible, Bagel Wednesday and all that. So those are my checklist items. And so this is what I'm hoping. I would love for you all the reps, even the ones that have been around for a little while, to consider spending a few minutes to fill this out. We would love to go over it with you and sort of figure out next steps that might turn into something. So some of the emails that you might want to send out, some of these have been already worked on by Adam, I know, who's working on templates for things. But things like sending an email when you have a new employee joins the staff in your college or unit. Have that ready to go so that you can say, welcome, this is who I am, I represent you, et cetera, and pass along sort of contact information and links and whatever. Congratulations emails for different things, whether it's a milestone or retirement, in which case you might transition to mention the retiree rep. So some of that stuff is those are ideas for reaching out. And anyway, I would encourage you guys to go ahead and do this. I think I just put it up on Box, so I will send out the link, and you can let me know if you have questions, but I'm happy to take any questions or field some ideas right now if you guys have any.
Any quick questions for Carrie?
Just one thing, I just want to say, I think that excellence is really just what I was looking for.
I'm so sorry. I heard everything up to excellent.
So my question is for the assembly members themselves about this topic. So Carrie was able to identify a gap that we don't have a compilation of all this kind of information, which is valuable in the transition for when a new person takes over a role and those kind of things. For instance, even being the IT tech transfer and research person, Ellen Miller, who's on the EA, tells me when the research town hall is, and that's like not a newsletter I've been able to get on even though. So what I wanted to ask everybody is, do you think we could all make a reasonable commitment, you know, either a half an hour or an hour, to really try to fill this out for based on what your experience and what you have and load them into our common Box folder so that it's sort of like a living document for all the representatives to find out areas that are going on? Because it's a really good tool and it's a really big gap. And I'm hoping a little bit more than Carrie that we could potentially get as full participation in trying to fill this out. Now, comprehensively is a really hard thing because there's a million places that a lot of things are going on, but just everybody trying to give a best effort, one pass of here's what I know and what's going on. So I wanted to open that up for discussion.
In the interest of time, we'll probably have to keep it as a full play question. Everybody, but I think it's a great tool. I think people should do their best to fill it out and utilize it. Maybe we can circle back with this during our discussion, but I just want to say, Carrie, thank you so much for all your hard work on this. But yeah, just in the interest of time, if it's okay, I would like to move on to the should have. If we don't, there is a packet of them right there. But for this section, I believe that, and I apologize, we're going to move into a closed session, or executive session, I should say, to go over these. In fact, I would like to entertain a motion to move into executive session to review these nominations. All right, at this time, I'd ask anybody who's not ever to leave for a moment. We're going to briefly discuss these nominations. It is not public yet, and then we'll otherwise you're here for a short time. That is a good question. The people who are on might not be doing that, Chris. Sorry. I just thought that.
Has anyone done?
I don't think it's procedurally just like anything you do. But I hear you. So, just in the interest of time, if there are any follow-up questions, email me or email the nominees or maybe get this installed in an open discussion. I would like to entertain a motion to move back into regular or So we're back in the session. Thank you. So we're going to go into committee reports. I know that a lot of the committees that are not fully up and running yet, just a couple of an announcement on that front will be get started with those reports, those committee chairs that do have roles. We're likely going to look at a brief training with regards to scheduling and updating the public list for committee members, for all the chairs here soon, so just stay tuned for that. We did hear everybody ask for trade about wanting your schedules to be published. If possible, you have your list, we want to understand if you can get those schedules at least made up with your members, perhaps by the end of next week, that would be helpful. Tony, if you can add on that one question.
And again, it's kind of new to me, and if it starts to come clear, the question like, who are you committed? And we know who the EA representatives are on committees, but it did kind of clarify earlier in this meeting that I'll talk to Star, we'll go back and see who's on the committee for the past year, non-EA members, and see, I guess see either assume if they're still on the committee or see if they're still interested. So then the TA reps, the volunteer correct committee, residual people, the pleasures committee, will take up the base committee, and then there's also a list of people who express interest that probably a little further along under the schedule they can look at to determine candidate or who wants to submit. So right now I think first thing is try to get a list of who was on each of the five committees. So that is Sarah.
Sure, actually, that's available on the website as well. Yes, it is, so I can send out a little tutorial.
Is it on the website or is it on the box?
It's on the website. So we can go into there.
Because I will say this, it's brought up.
Should the website is just sort of funky that way about how you can do it on task committee. Let me get into it and I'll just share my screen.
Yeah, because and I did forward to all the committee chairs when you see it, it will bring you right into the link either on our webpage or in the box and it will have on the right hand side where you can click members and for catching the people list everybody. So I guess maybe we can go sure to validate that each of the committees that has.
Yeah, we'll make sure everybody's in the box. So
and you have to distinguish between EA members without cross reference and each person.
Let's do this. Let's go through the reports.
Is it updated?
Yeah. Well, it should be, Yeah, we're talking about non-union members. So if, like, if we can, we're going to try to get together this week very soon with all the chairs, answer any questions, make sure the committee schedules get up and running and get those posted.
But not on the committee that I wanted to come answer for.
Then that needs to be up. We'll update that.
Cool.
So let's, there are some chairs that have some reports.
I've got your.
Yeah, I sent an email after the retreat, and I guess I'll revert that. If you weren't at the retreat and you haven't given the tone you were committee assignment is, please let them know what your committee assignment preference would be. Please let them know. So, Carrie, if you want to go ahead, your schedule's out.
Oh, yeah. So we're starting up next week, and we're basically every 2 weeks. Although the EA general meeting schedule sort of goes off the rails, and I had to adjust for that until it comes back on later in the spring. But anyway, so it's generally every other week, Wednesdays 12 to 1, and anybody that, again, wants to chat about outreach or review their worksheets, sort of communications planners, are welcome to. Just let me know. Top of mind right now is gearing up for the President's Address event, and we still have some details to confirm, and obviously that includes Appreciation Award. There's a bunch of stuff that has to happen for that. But that's sort of like the biggie and gearing up to launch the George Peter Award. And I'm breathing a sigh of relief that the Excellence Awards are finally closing down their nominations. They were up for a long time. So hopefully people won't have nomination fatigue when ours opens up in October. Otherwise, that's it.
Andy,
you have a question?
I'm sorry.
I have a question when I get to.
Okay, sounds good.
Marcy, can you speak to the board? Yep, I'm going to be scheduling those. I need to contact everybody, find out their schedules, and hopefully at least once a month, if not more often, and education and development will discuss what we want to do and what we want to tackle. Yes, sir.
A lot of good discussion in the pre-committee.
Feeling like they're not adequately used for this. So we have
got it.
But there's nobody now representing those long-term people, and so I would like to find a way to represent them.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Executive committee.
So, as Terry mentioned, we are trying to plan in front of the staff. We're looking at the details of that. Speaking of the president, necessarily in some later meeting, the president will come. But every year, our president colleagues work with the president at the time. Come to the employee assembly, that's a good opportunity for us to speak to the president. There's usually, you know, a thing where she, you know, she goes over whatever agenda that she wants to go through, and then there's also usually here's where we ask her questions. So in preparation for this, I would ask you all to think a little bit about, you know, what kind of engagement you want to ask, if there's a question you want to sort of, you know, iron out. You don't need to send it to us, just think about it in preparation for the president coming to our next EA meeting. So that is it. There's a lot of tools and things that are working on, a lot of things we're doing behind the scenes at the executive team. But this is the idea so far.
On the president's visit, what we did last year with having the committee chair was just letting them know it was really, really well received by the president like that, and gave opportunity to exchange. She actually asked that how we use the other level as well, so it sort of came out of the EA model for how she was on the case.
Yes, so last year we asked the committee chairs to present a brief, you know, little blurb about what are we looking on, you know, how are things going. That was really a good opportunity for the president to kind of see what we're all working on and also to have that conversation. So,
and, yeah, I would just add, like, obviously, her visit this year happens to be very early in the year for us in terms of the term. So, you know, maybe if you don't have, like, oh, we've done X amount of stuff in our committee, you can just talk about, you know, the charter and the goals of your committee and things like that. But yeah, that's a good point to mention.
I think when they sent out today, they actually got a description of the committee. So along the lines of saying you might need some kind of error to speak to the goal, objective, mission.
I think you talked about what happened in the last session and then what we want to do.
It's great opportunity, so I encourage you to think about any questions you might have. Moving on to elections today.
So I set up an initial meeting in September where I had a schedule, and then we'll decide from there how often we want to be. Right now, we're trying to work quickly on the representation in the EA and the open seats. So collecting things from them, and then we should all get a survey next week to pull around. The hope is to have the new members join us in our committee.
Questions? It's really exciting to get more people who want to participate and take these open seats. So, Christy, I want to circle back to you.
We haven't met yet.
Yeah. It's a great thing to do. So, okay, so. As you noticed, I really kind of wanted to move on and get to this open discussion time that we've talked about so many times, you know, at this point to try a few things to carve out some time for. And especially since we have a couple members here today who aren't able to make a retreat, I think this is a good opportunity to not super formally, not super strictly Robert's rules, just have some open discussion time on anything that's on your mind, any questions. Any ideas? Really anything. So it's an open forum. If you have some things that are on your mind, please. Absolutely.
I have a question about my constituency. I met with Palomar, and I understand, of course, it's not faculty, not research assistants, but the international I think there's a lot of discussion about where we're from.
So
full staff would be in my constituency, and any others who are claiming to not research associates, not faculty, not represented by faculty, international employees. the people who serve those who are on intervention. I'm not sure, those are the Analogy Center and the people in our organization are central. They're not in any college. Mm-hmm. Those folks don't fall in this charge, people who serve those who are. And that's sort of what I was envisioning after speaking before, but I just wanted to confirm with everybody that that makes sense.
That makes sense to me. Because we're just, you know, well, I haven't had it represented, so.
So we have in the law, so we have international that don't call the faculty or students.
Yes, you know, they're all over the university in every location. So,
before that, I'd like to recognize our visitors for coming today. Thank you. I remember seeing at least that gentleman at the end. Hey, what was your name?
Kyle,
who is a new employee to the university. Moved from California, is that right? All right, I thought. And, not names, but like shapes and colors. So thank you for all the visitors that came today and met us at our table. Oh, hi. Thanks for coming. But yeah, not much to say else on that other topic. It's just like, if everybody can try to put a good faith effort in and do the best that you can with what you've got. Because even today, just talking on the nominations, Janie was listening in and said, I need somebody that does video production, and who were you talking about? So finding out things through another avenue where, yeah, like one big thing about Cornell is everybody's a part of committees, but there's no list of all the committees that exist. So if I could easily look at, as a tech representative person, you know, someone in the non-exempt area to see, like, here are the places that people are keeping in touch. I mean, I think that's a good service to ourselves, each other, and then the future, you know, employee assembly people. I would just encourage that.
Because we had a discussion about that earlier, the seat that you're reading for, and then being able to put it to somebody else's. How do we present that?
My understanding is it's not been, well, I mean, there's been no violations or anything like that about charge change recently. So the way I see it, in any way, correct me if I'm wrong, was. Is to take it one step at a time. Let's get through, first of all, the election to see which spots are unfilled with people who actually are from those areas. And then probably have to have the discussion that we need to.
Okay,
we need
so
to do
a
vote. No, we didn't just vote on something. No, he didn't. I mean, there's some of it that is interpretive and some of it may, you know, be looked at. But I think. My perspective is let's get through the filling the incidental vacancies, and then hopefully we can solve that. Because my personal opinion is I'd like to see a full PA.
A question I have is about we always seem to be behind the eight ball on the employee survey. It comes up, and we don't have an opportunity to participate in the discussion and engagement. We barely got in the question last year or 2 years ago about my employee assembly rep. Represents me well or something. I'm wondering if we can get ahead of that and not be in that position. It's coming up soon, I'm sure. I would imagine we're already three years out? It was in
60.
They do 3 to 5 years.
I think that we should make an effort to be involved in that process and however much we you can. I don't have any particular information for somebody else that does. I mean, I don't know. Carrie, would you happen to know anything about that process? I mean, it's got to go out.
Sure. I mean, the IRP folks work on it. We just need to make, I think, more of an effort, be proactive to make sure we're at the table, I guess. We did get caught off guard last time. We thought that it was understood that we were more of a stakeholder than I think we were viewed as. And then the presentation of the results was really basic, and we made a request for more detailed information, and that did not ever materialize. So,
a little background. The first one that went out was actually an initiative of the Employee Assembly, so it was very much driven and framed as that, even though all of the work was defined as was done through our partners in HR. The second time it came out, there was missteps in the partnership part, and there was a conversation that sort of the EA understood it could not have a role in actually rolling out the survey. It didn't have the resources to do that. So it became a partner and the results rather than the original the framing of it. And the conversation that at the time was that that was a missed opportunity. So I think, especially at this point, if there will be another one coming out, which could result in another 4 years, 5 years, I think there's one in 2011 and one in 2016, followed by 5 years later, all in 2021. So it's not 10 years around now. And making sure that the VA member by role or person is at the table to ask the questions and make training. Part of it is, the EA inserted the last question because one of the objectives of this is to answer what the science is saying, so that it would be benchmarked. So the questions are likely to change, but access to the results is a critical part that came in conflict, and also making sure that you're a key partner in this, because this really was an initiative of the Employee Assembly.
Well, for my part, I think that this is a perfect opportunity. If there's somebody who's interested in taking on a role, like being the point person on this, I would be happy to support you in any way possible. We need to prepare you. We need to bring yourself to push for it, because it's important. This is the one big touch point with all the staff and for us not to be involved on the front and on the back. It doesn't make any sense to me. So, maybe something to think about if somebody wants to take that on.
I think you should have your
compliments
to the iOS community. Or the conversation they're having at the iOS.
Anybody else, do keep in mind, let's not let this die. I appreciate you wanting to step up and really take a look at this, because us not being centrally involved seems that odd. So, there are others here.
I had a different procedural question that maybe everybody benefited from. So one of us become aware of what we feel is a worthwhile issue for employee assembly to look at. Anyway, we may even relate it to giving how giving an individual class feel is a swim class program. What would they do with this group trained students and actually class, train students to instruct, let's say, and your care of the building care staff. And they need an hour a week, and they could learn anything. Some of our computers, cat, whatever the person brings up, will try to find a match. Spencer's lady, and so we're encouraged about being negotiated to get people to participate in the developmental program, like all the areas of education. So when I was at the meeting, like people talked to me, they said, yeah, we'll do this and that, but we may have to turn people down. I said, why? I said, well, we don't have the funding to train students, and I'm like, that's a service. We're going to have to encourage people. We're all about learning. And so now it brings to my point is that is supporting the class program something that we want to look at doing, and preceding that would be agreeable to have the class people come and speak with their play. How do you bring up that kind of curriculum? Yeah, where's the forum to bring that up?
Hey, it sounds like you said, but also, I mean, some of the videos you want to bring up the education.
But I mean, we talked about, we don't want our meeting tied up with people. Oh, you mean the unrelated presentation, but is that something like a contract arrangement for them to be the education committee or the overall?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to, from my perspective, say that there are no hard and fast rules about things like we're able to get into discussion kind of day, and that's great, but there are groups that want to be heard. I think that they should still have a forum with us. But I mean, you know, these aren't necessarily a policy.
Procedurally, how would
you would put it up there.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Hopefully everyone
benefits. Yeah.
So my question to you is, are you asking for the employees to help solve the class problem or take on the problem?
No, good question. Mine is to provide a support resource to them. Because it's like, you're my boss, I'm the person who's the head of this program. I'm coming to you and say, I need additional staff. Well, that's just for me, how that validates. I feel able to assess what's going on and say, you know, hey, this is my program, they can use resources for. I mean, I even envision engaging the union, because they're pretty involved with that, from their perspective, to support them as well. So I don't know exactly how, but I know there's a meeting, and we're having an issue of funding a roadblock to the worthwhile program and spending the business from. And I found the program at Mary Hopkins, but she's having to be involved in it. And so
you're
saying by support, you want to say this is a great program, and what you need to support it. We don't actually have.
No, I'm saying, what I'm saying is, let's say, we all hear the education committee collaborates with them possibly and helps up with some, maybe a recommendation to support additional funding or, you know, I don't know. But I'm just saying that there's a situation where,
so I would suggest from the EA as a decision maker that we have an issue and you want to figure out what is the best way to attack it and how I would support for that resource. You can get all the parties involved and you can have those conversations and before you do something like a resolution or anything else that you think falls in the necessary steps and involve everyone having those conversations. So that's what I would recommend doing going to the EA decision to really have to solve this issue.
So all these great schools. Yeah. Yeah, please refer to them. On this last one, well, we're pretty much there, but I just wanted to thank everybody. One second, real quick. I think that this group has had an incredible amount of energy and an incredible amount of success starting around here. And I just want to say I really appreciate all of your work and your enthusiasm. And with that, one more question. You're fine, that's all right.
Thank you.
We've come a long way with our social
media.
We can make a website. We just have to do what we need to do. If we can help,
I was just worried that they were already done with the 9 months, but I think it's excellent.
And the, when you get to the search page, the whole page is about how to effectively do research for the different areas.
Yeah.
So that you can put in a string that it will match. So it's not.
Yeah.
So with that, I just want to use this one.
Bye everyone, have a good one.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.